Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Crowds cheering the victor in what turned out to be a red blowout in a campaign of record blue cash. Republican Karen Handel won her special election to represent the state's 6th Congressional District, a seat vacated by Tom Price before he was named U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services by President Trump. The most expensive House campaign in history. Here's Representative-elect Karen Handel addressing the voters who campaigned passionately for and voted for her opponent, John Ossoff.
To the John Ossoff supporters, know that my commitments, they extend to every one of you as well. We may have some different beliefs, but we are part of one community.
Bill Nygut is host of Political Rewind on Georgia Public Broadcasting. He's been following the campaign closely. Bill, great to have you back.
Great to be here, John.
So did this race live up to its billing as being so symbolic of where the president stands right now?
You know, certainly to some extent, people tried to frame it as a referendum on President Trump, although Karen Handel, who, of course, won, avoided talking about him very much. And even last night, when she thanked the President of the United States, she did so by calling him that, not by his name. I think in many ways, this was more a referendum on Nancy Pelosi. Karen Handel and the Republican PACs that supported her, they did endless commercials talking about John Ossoff as a Pelosi liberal. And I think it raises some real questions about what kind of impact Pelosi is going to have in the midterms next year.
And it also says that the GOP strategy is go after the party, whereas the Democratic strategy, and it seems to have dumped a lot of cash down the drain at this point, is to go after the personality.
Yeah, I think there's some truth to that. But here's what I think is the bottom line on this in many ways, John. After all the hoopla, after $50 million, so much of it directed to the Ossoff campaign, the fact of the matter remains that this is a Republican district. And from the very start, the arithmetic favored Karen Handel. In the long run, it isn't surprising that she won. What is surprising is that she beat Ossoff by a much wider margin than I think even the Republicans expected.
Yeah, it was 4 points. And I guess we'll have to see how much the money had to do with that. It was interesting that Ossoff's message was very much forget Trump, forget this shenanigans in Washington. Georgians want to focus on Georgia. It seems like the more he said that, the more the vote shifted to Handel.
Yeah, I think his message was, frankly, rather soft, not just in the fact that he chose not to go after Trump more aggressively. Democrats seem to want that red meat right now, and he didn't give it to them. But I also think that he didn't have a really coherent message for why people should elect him. But, you know, Georgia is reliably red, and it appears that it will remain reliably red in 2018. There aren't going to be a whole lot of contested congressional races in districts that are already controlled by Republicans.
And there's no changing of the configuration of Georgia in 2018 that would significantly affect the sort of Pelosi versus Ryan composition of the House of Representatives.
Well, you know, the demographics of the state are changing, and there are projections that by, you know, 2024, whatever, that this is going to be certainly a purple state and that it'll increasingly turn blue. But right now, that isn't showing itself in the election results we've seen. Here's a really interesting fact about this race, John. Ossoff, despite all the money and all the national attention, the volunteers pouring into Georgia, he did only 0.01% better in the vote yesterday than he'd done in the first vote on April 18th.
Wow.
That's kind of a staggering figure. Progressives are already putting out statements today, the Bernie Sanders wing saying, oh, Ossoff didn't run to the way he should have as a liberal. I mean, we're going to see that argument play out in the Democratic Party all through the next year.
Very interesting and always good news for the show Political Rewind on Georgia Public Broadcasting. Bill Nygut with plenty to say. Thanks so much, Bill.
Sure, John. See ya.